Goat Posse.
Welcome back, Al. Thanks again for doing the reading for this audiobook. Let's start where we left off yesterday. Art of the Deal, annotated. Page 74, take one.
2 p.m. I get deposed in a lawsuit we brought against a contractor on Trump Tower. Halfway into the job, we had to fire the company for total incompetence, and we're suing for damages. I hate lawsuits and depositions, but the fact is, if you're right, you've got to take a stand, or people will walk all over you.
I rode a tank, held a generous rank, when the blitzkrieg raged, and the fighters stank.
You know, this song is tremendous, best ever. Everyone agrees, believe me.
Hope you guess my name.
Oh, okay. We'll get back to that section in post. Let's try the next section.
4 p.m. I go to our conference room to look at slides of potential Christmas decorations for the atrium in Trump Tower, the spectacular six-story marble atrium that has become one of the leading tourist attractions in New York City. More than 100,000 people a week come from all over the world to see it and shop in it. And now it's a symbol of the Trump Organization. The thing is, you know, I'm very wealthy, but I reinvest all of my assets so I can support the American economy. Therefore, $700 a year in taxes is actually very fair. Trust me.
Well, those are interesting insights, but I'll go back and look at that with the manuscript. Let's try a section about his family.
5:45 p.m. I always take calls from my kids, no matter what I'm doing. I adore them all, but I've never been great playing with toy trucks and dolls. Donnie is beginning to get interested in buildings and real estate and sports. I tell Donnie I'll be home as soon as I can, but he insists on more time with me. Perhaps he's got my genes. The kid won't take no for an answer.
My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play.
You know, they've grown up just like me. Isn't that great? Probably the world's happiest family. Everyone agrees. No question about it.
Al, since this is an annotated version of the book, let's read note one from the Mueller report.
Okay, Witch Hunt Part 1. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent present difficult issues that would need to be resolved if we were making a traditional prosecutorial judgment. At the same time, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes.
Living on the edge. I do it all the time. Let that music ride, brother.
Yeah. We're living on the edge.
If I were you, I'd grab him by the goat posse.